My guest today is Life with an Astronaut. We're going to start with a track that he brought in for us, and then we're going to get to some chatting and some live stuff. So this is Life with an Astronaut on Is Good on killradio.org. Cool would it be if your voice was always distorted like that?
That'd be pretty cool.
Like, hi, how are you?
That'd be awesome. There'd be a lot of, every time you're not doing anything, it's just a whole bunch of fuzz. That'd be kind of annoying to be around me.
That's just, that one, what's that talking. Buzzing sound? Oh, yeah. it's
that's just my yeah. voice.
And who are you?
I'm Dakota from Life with an Astronaut.
Cool. And what do you play, man?
I play guitar and I sing in it.
And that last track, that was called Halloween?
That was called Halloween by the Misfits. Very good song.
Nice, nice. And the Misfits are a big influence on your work?
Yeah, yeah, we do a lot of Misfits stuff. We on some of the recent shows we did, we covered Astro Zombies on all the sets, and that was really fun to do, especially with a full band, because that's a good song to do.
Did you start just playing on your own and then found people to play with you and fill the band that way?
Well, I kind of started from a talent show performance with my friend Alex playing drums. We got, he kind of bailed out for the first show. He got a little nervous, I guess. And we had a singer that was this amazing singer that I met. She was like 9, and she was the best singer I'd ever heard.
So this was a talent show specifically for young people?
Yeah, it was at our school. So we... she decided not to do it. I did it with my friend Alex. We did the talent show, but then we had a first show coming up, and he was like, no, I'm not doing it. I found somebody else. He's not in the band anymore. And then now I have my friend Cody that I met on MySpace that plays guitar and sings.
When you did that first talent show, did you have any suspicion that you were really good at this, or you were just kind of putting yourself out there and waiting to see how people were going to respond?
At first it was just something like, let's just try this. Let's just see what it's like. It'll be fun. And then it kind of turned into, after a few practices, we were like, we should actually start trying to do this. And he was like, okay. My aunt got us a show, and then he wasn't in the band anymore. And then,
well, that's the nature of rock music, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of, bands are kind of fluid.
Yeah.
But are you, in all of these incarnations, are you the sort of front man? Like, you write the songs and prepare the material? And
yeah, we actually just finished kind of writing the idea for a song. So that'll be worked on soon. But it's we're just kind of trying to get this EP out right now. Just a few little touch-ups that we need to do on it.
And vocals. Just for our listeners' sake, you're 12?
12,
now?
Yeah.
So, and you started this when you were 9 or 10?
I started the band when I was around 10, about July or May of 2005. And then I started playing guitar when I was 4.
I was actually going to ask you that, but I was going to ask you as if that were a joke. So you actually started playing guitar when you were 4 years old.
Yeah, that was April of 99 was my first lesson.
Wow. And do you remember that first lesson?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember it a lot. My fingers weren't long enough to actually reach over the fretboard, so they made me put my fingers over it upside down and, like, just strum a lot. And that was, like, all I did the first lesson. But I started getting into, like, bands like Kiss and stuff and wanting to learn their songs, so... The lessons lasted for about half a year, and then I just started teaching myself.
And do you remember those earliest days? Was that something you were really excited to learn how to do? Or did you not understand why it was being presented to you?
Yeah, because like, I kind of was like listening to Kiss and would try and play along to it, and I couldn't do it. And I was like, man, I want to do this. And so I got one of my – it was just somebody who came up, and we just kind of – he just started teaching me, and – after a while, didn't teach me anymore. I just learned on my own.
Do you feel like you picked it up really quickly? Like you had a brain that could absorb that kind of learning?
Well, yeah, it took a little bit. But, you know, after a while, I was really getting into it and really getting it, you know. So it wasn't one of those things that happened, you know, right away, but it happened.
So you got to a point where you were excited about getting to practice instead of
having
to practice to learn the lesson.
Yeah, yeah. I think at my third lesson, I was not wanting to do it anymore, and then I was like, all right, I'll do it, and then I did it, and like, that's when he started getting into the cool things, like learning actual songs, because it was just like, the whole time, and I was like, let's get to Kiss, dude. But then we did that, and then, you know, learned some songs, and I really got into it, and I got my little white Stratocaster for my fourth birthday, and I was like, loved that thing. Or was it I think it was my third or fourth birthday, and it was really cool.
Wow. And that's pretty unusual, huh, to get a guitar, one that cool for your fourth birthday.
Yeah, but my grandpa's a musician. He was always, you know, putting a guitar in my hands, like, ever since I was a baby. Like, he bought me a little plastic guitar, and he would stand me up with it. He plays music for, like, churches and stuff. He would always stand me up on stage with him with, like, a little... either plastic or fake guitar, like a real guitar, and just wouldn't be plugged in, and I just stand there, feel like I'm playing. It was pretty cool.
So there's a lot of music in your family?
Oh, yeah. Eventually, I kind of realized that I wasn't really playing up there with them. I was like, I can't hear my guitar. Can we turn this up? But, there is always a lot of music in my family.
So you think it was inevitable that you would get into music, even if it hadn't been put upon you?
Yeah, my dad plays music. My stepdad plays music, you know. Everybody I'm around plays music. It's just kind of something that it's so present in the environment that I'm in that it's kind of hard to go away from it.
Right.
Like, you can't really get away from it.
Well, why don't we jump into a live song and we'll talk about, you know, how you chose the kind of music that you want to do.
All right.
What do you got for us?
I'm going to play Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by the Smiths.
Right on.
Yeah.
My guest is Life with an Astronaut. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org whenever you're ready.
Good times for a change. See the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, please, please let me haven't had a dream in a long time. See the luck I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Get what I want this time. Thank you.
What do you like about the Smiths?
They're just really good. No, I like kind of the way that they do their songs, you know, just kind of their music is really poppy and cool, and then they have, like, most of the time not so poppy lyrics. So it's kind of weird. It's like music that makes you kind of think. You're like, wait a minute, that doesn't go with the music. That's not, yeah.
Do you find yourself drawn to a lot of the same kinds of bands? Or, is there a certain quality to a band that you get really excited about?
Yeah, but, you know, I've done, you know, I'm into a lot of different kinds of bands. Like, I'm into bands everywhere from, like, My Chemical Romance to, like, the Deftones and, you know, stuff like that. Just kind of all across the
place. What are some things you hear on the radio today that you don't like?
I don't like.
Or that you want to make sure that you don't end up doing?
Just kind of people. I actually heard on the way over here a song that they had the exact drum beat from, like, a Deftones song. It was the exact drum beat from RX Queen. And I kind of thought, well, you know, I hope I never accidentally or purposely rip somebody off, you know. I want to always be very cautious about something like that. Like, I want to definitely make sure that I'm not subconsciously writing a song that's exactly like one of my favorite band's songs. So.
Which I understand happens a lot with a lot of musicians because you can't help but emulate your favorite artists.
Yeah. It's kind of in your brain too much and you just accidentally put something out that's already out.
Do you find that, I mean, just to be perfectly blunt, I mean, it's an unusual act, you being so young and rocking so hard, right?
Yeah.
So do you find that it takes people a little while to, I don't know, take you seriously or get past your age? Or have people generally been very supportive?
Well, there was a show that we did where Cody and I, the guitar player Cody and I, we went up to the stage to tune our guitars a few minutes before the show went on, and the people were like, oh, are they in the band? Oh, that's so cute. And we were just like, okay. and then we went up there and started playing. I don't think they really have time to be like, oh, like, you know, not take us very seriously, because it's just like, you know, we just start playing and they're like, wow.
So once people get a chance to hear your music, then the whole thing about your age just kind of goes out the window.
Yeah. So, yeah, most of the time. So, like, we just never have time for them to be like, oh, you know, like, we don't have time to really, like, if we went to talk to somebody and we're like, oh, yeah, we're a band, and they'd be like, no.
Right.
No, and we're just like, yeah. So, but they stick around and watch us play, and they're like, wow, because we're doing, like, Misfits, Smashing Pumpkins, you know, things like that, and they're like, these kids listen to this? So
a lot of kids get into music around your age, or they may say that they're in a band, you know, but really they just sort of hang out and play instruments.
Yeah.
But you're actually in a band. I mean, you're actually gigging out. Tell me about your early, like, aside from contests, actually performing in Los Angeles in front of people and, you know, adults and, like, a regular band.
Yeah, that was kind of pretty scary at first, because it was in Pasadena, a place called No Future Cafe, and we were waiting. This was with the old drummer, not Alex, the second drummer, and we were kind of just waiting outside and got really, really, we're just like, oh, I hope we can pull this off. Because it was just a guitar player and a drummer, so there was no room for mistakes, because if we made a mistake, then everybody would know, because there was nobody else to cover it up for you. So you just had to, but we pulled it off, and we actually just now got a MySpace comment from, like, the band that we played with there. They're like, hey, we played with you at your first show. What's up? How's it going? And then we were just like, cool. But, yeah, so it was kind of iffy at first, and then we really got into it.
Do you find that, like, generally when you go to perform that you start out kind of maybe a little bit nervous, but then once you actually start a song, then you're in the zone?
Yeah, we always get really, really nervous before shows. At least I do. But I'm always like, you know, oh, I hope I don't mess up with this part, because there's always something in the back of my head that's like, you're going to mess up on this, you're going to mess up on this, don't mess up on it. And eventually, once I get on stage and start the first song, everything is just like, you know, you're going to do fine. So
How do you balance all of the stuff that comes with being a 12-year-old and being a professional musician? Like, how do you balance schoolwork? Like, how do you come home from, you know, a hard rocking gig and then, you know, do your math?
Do my homework. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hard to balance everything, but, you know, I go to a school that's, like, very, it's a professional school, so, like, they're very, very understanding if you have to, like, I had to skip school today, and I'm sure they're perfectly fine with it. We just call
in. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah. Thank you, but instead of calling in sick, I just have to call in working, and they're like, okay.
Nice.
Then it's an excused absence, and I don't have to, they give us, like, 10 absent days that you get for just, like, that are unexcused, and then after that you're in trouble. But
I imagine I would have to call in unemployed.
Yeah.
why don't we go to another track from the CD that you brought in?
All right, let's see which one
we have here.
Let's do Hybrid Moments,
cool.
Second one.
Tell me a little bit about what we're gonna play.
This is actually my mom's boyfriend's absolute favorite Misfits song, and I kind of kept it from him for a long time, trying to surprise him on a radio show, on the internet radio show, and he, I guess, wasn't listening when we played it.
Oh.
And I just had to come home and play it for him. But this is Hybrid Moments by the Misfits. It's a really good song.
Awesome. And just before we do this, how many covers versus original tunes? What's the balance there?
I kind of wrote this really weird song that I just recorded, and I didn't really do it right because I was still writing it while I was playing it.
So for the most part, you're doing covers?
Yeah, as I said, we just wrote, like, this one part for a song, and we're kind of trying to sweep it up and mold it together into a song, but it's still on its way.
Cool. All right, well, let's do this.
All right.
My guest is Life with an Astronaut. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Scream with me. Moments like this never left. Brand new beach, you love your bed. Every drop it out the door. Ooh, baby, when you cry, your best is momentary. You hide your looks beyond the sky.
Thing at the end.
Yeah.
How do you enjoy doing these kind of just you guy and the guitar acoustic things as a refreshing change, or does that feel a little bit awkward for you and you prefer having the full heavy sound of your rock act?
The only thing that's kind of not that I don't like as much about one person acoustic shows is we play a lot of songs that have two parts because we try to incorporate the other parts and make them, you know, worthwhile. Like playing a song like a Misfits song with two guitar parts, we kind of have to make up a second guitar part so it doesn't sound so, like, too insane with just two guitars playing the same thing. But with one person, it's kind of harder to pull off, but we try and just do songs that are not so, I try to do songs that aren't so two-person-y.
But tell me about the production angle of the stuff that you brought in today. Like, how did you prepare this music for recording?
Well, two of the songs that you just played were songs I did a very long time ago, and those were ones that it was probably just about 7 months ago. But that's a very long time ago.
Back when you were 11.
Back when I was doing the drums all live on a keyboard. Now I do them all sequenced, so I can get. I don't have any mess ups, and I can do parts that aren't really in my finger ability. But because most of the songs aren't. But I'm able to get over that now and do. Like the second two are the next two are done all sequenced and all perfect. But the song I'm Not Okay that we have on there, brand new I'm Not Okay. It's not like the one on the MySpace. It's completely redone. It's actually mixed in. I recorded everything on my computer and it was mixed in the in a studio.
Mm-hmm.
So it was bounced up to Pro Tools format, was mixed, had effects put on it, had, you know, it sounds so much better. Like, it was amazing. The moment it was played through the speakers in the studio, I already loved it. Like, it already cool. Sounded so much different from playing it in my room. But it's still Life with an Astronaut. It's just better.
What does that mean, Life with an Astronaut?
It's kind of like me covering songs in my bedroom. Like, Cody and I did a Make Damn Sure, the Taking Back Sunday single in my bedroom a while ago, just with a mic in the middle of my room. And it ended up really bad because you can't hear us at all because we just used one mic. We have to do it again with, like, separate mics because I only had one mic at the time. But it's really fun to do, like, just sit there and just record, like, a set live, acoustic set just live in my bedroom. Because I can get some good sound in there, but it's
funny how the bedroom is like the perfect studio for a lot of musicians because it's generally a small space, you know, four walls, and there's not a lot of sound going on outside it.
Well, the kind of most of the production, like the vocals on the EP, have been really slowed down because my neighbor is getting his house completely like renovated and like getting this huge second half built on it that's like really big, and like there's a lot of construction going on like day and night, so it kind of slowed me down a little bit. But
and he has no idea he's affecting the future of the world of music, huh?
No, he doesn't. But
how much better a guitar player are you now than you were, say, a year ago or 2 years ago? What do you think is different about the way you play guitar?
I have more experience now. I'm able to do more things now. I'm able to play better. I'm able to play more. Like that song Halloween, there was a few timing issues with the guitar, but, you know, I'm able to not do that anymore. I can just play better. I'm more experienced, so I have more stuff to play.
Do you anticipate that maybe a year from now you'll be even better? I mean, is it a constant growing process, or do you think you reach a plateau where, you know, you're just good at guitar?
I think I'm getting better and better as I go along. I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm getting better, but, you know, I'm the best. But I am actually gradually getting better and better, and I'm able to play more and more things that were. I actually learned the Pantera Cowboys from Hell solo the other day, and I'm like flipping out about it. But it was really cool when I first learned it. I was like, I can play this. But, I definitely feel like I'm gradually getting better and I'm going to be, by next year, definitely I'll be able to be on to more things.
You ready to go into another live song?
Yeah. This one is the song that you played, Halloween, first one that you played.
Awesome.
All right.
My guest is Life with an Astronaut. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Vertigo, where skeletal life is known. I remember Halloween, this day, anything goes. Burning bodies hanging from poles. I remember Halloween. apples and razor blades. Little dead is soon in great use. I remember Halloween, dead cats hanging from poles, burning bodies hanging from poles. I remember Halloween, 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 Halloween.
What'd you dress up for this Halloween?
I was actually going to go to the Black Masquerade, My Chemical Romance K-Rock show, but got down there on Sunset and like on Halloween and was kind of like, I'm going home. But I was a vampire. I was like this really cool vampire. My mom made me all pale and gave me this big black eye shadow. My nails are still black.
I see.
Yeah.
You got some of the black nail polish there.
I just didn't really take it off, but and then I got these really cool fangs from a makeup store called Friends that my mom gets a big discount in. She's a makeup artist. It's
cool.
Always good to have a makeup artist mom.
Yeah.
She can do your makeup all the time. But there were these really cool fangs that just like are individual fangs. You just put a little bit of the special glue in it and just pop it up on your tooth. And it was pretty cool. But I was just dressed as a regular person. / vampire. A bunch of blood all over my face.
Like any other day.
Yeah, just like any other day.
All these adult themes and darkness and sex and violence and drugs and everything, all these themes that come up in rock, particularly the harder side of rock.
Right.
Does this ever become an issue with the adult figures in your life or people that see this young person playing this adult music?
Yeah, it does. I always have to find ways to change words and songs, too.
Right, you can't play much Misfits at school, can you?
No, I can't. I'm kind of limited to Hybrid Moments, Halloween, and Astro Zombies, but I find ways to play it. You know, I find ways to change words. I find ways to skip parts. I find ways to, you know, change it to be playable for me. My friend and I, when we did that talent show back in 2005, it was June, I think, we did Brain Stew by Green Day. And that was great. Like, it actually made my friend Samantha, like, completely obsessed with Green Day. Like, she now knows everything there is to know about Green Day.
Well, they should send you a thank you note or something,
really.
Right?
I think my friends are kind of annoyed with me now that
you turned them on to Green Day.
Yeah, but,
tell me about your developing your own style of singing. You know, I mean, it requires a lot of strength to get on stage and really get your voice out there. It's different from what we're doing in this little room right now.
Right.
Have you trained vocally, or have you just been trying to learn from listening to records or what?
Yeah, I kind of do that. I just kind of, you know, sing to my mirror and just like play guitar and just kind of try and practice and get better and better. But what I found that's really weird is when I record Misfits songs, I can't nail Danzig's vocal style. I just can't. But when I do other songs, like, I can totally hear Danzig in them. It's weird. Like, when I'm not doing a Misfits song, I can hear a little bit of Danzig in my voice, but then when I do it Misfits, I can't do it.
I wonder if maybe you're subconsciously afraid
like
to do it too well or something.
Yeah, it's some, like, psychological thing. I can't do it, but it's weird.
Do you find as you get older that you're understanding the music more, that you're understanding the content of the lyrics and the intention of the songs?
Yeah.
Is there a lot that you feel you can't relate to quite yet?
Not really. I mean, sometimes I listen to music because I can relate to it, but I don't always listen to music just so I can relate to it. I listen to music just because, you know, it sounds cool, I like it, you know, it's just a cool sound. I like the way they do this with the guitar, or they do this with the vocals, or they have this drum part, and that's most of the reason that I listen to it. And that's kind of from a recording standpoint. I have to figure out if I like a song. I have to figure out, okay, when I'm listening to it, I have to figure out, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to do this? Because most of the songs now are completely surpassing my ability. So I'm like, how am I going to do these? Because I really want to do them, but you know, like I thought of recording at one point I thought of recording the new Deftones single, and I was like, man, how am I ever going to do that? Like, it's really hard to do Deftones songs because of, you know, just how good of a singer Chino is. So,
do you think when you decide you want to cover a song that you really like, do you try to modify the song so that it sounds like Life with an Astronaut as opposed to Life with an Astronaut trying to sound like someone else?
Not always. Some of the times I just try to stay really true to the way that the band originally did it. Some of the times I'll change it to kind of like, you know, just kind of change it up a bit. I don't want to end up changing it in the wrong way to where it doesn't sound good anymore.
Right.
But I do want to try and kind of put my own personal twist on it and just like change a few parts. And like on Halloween, it's kind of a very minute change, but I just added that note kind of going through the whole chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds cool in contrast with the other notes that are playing. But yeah, that's kind of all I did to Halloween. I don't want to try and mess up Misfits songs, but
now you're putting together an EP that you're going to release soon. When is it going to be available, you think?
I'm trying to get it out before Christmas, but there's only, I think, one song from it that's actually been mixed. But there's other songs that I still have to do vocals for, and there's still a song that we're trying to decide whether we want the new version or the old version of, but, you know, there's definitely songs that are, still in production that I'm still working on, and they all need to be mixed, except for, I'm Not Okay, I Promise, which we completely redid. It sounds amazing.
And are you going to book a lot of gigs around the release of the CP to promote it?
I think we might be doing a Amoeba thing, something with Amoeba, an in-store performance.
Awesome.
Once we get a product to sell there. You know, because Mary from Amoeba was at one of our shows at one of our shows that we did, and she was kind of like, hey, you know, you guys want to do a in-store thing in Amoeba when you get a CD out? We're like, yeah.
And that place is so like, cool, too. I could, like, spend hours there just digging.
Yeah, and my mom has, like, a panic attack every time she goes in there. Cause it's, like, all, like, crazy.
Yeah,
I'm
always like, wow, there's a second floor. Like, I can never seem to get up there because I'm always so busy on the first floor.
Then there was another guy at that same show who came up and he was like, hey, you guys doing any other shows anytime soon? I want to bring my friend to one of your shows. I think she'd really like you. We're like, oh, who's your friend? He's like, oh, Linda Perry. We're like, oh, okay, yeah. Bring her to this one show. But I think he came back, but Linda Perry couldn't make it. Her studio is actually right down the street from my house. It's on, I think, Magnolia, and I live right off Magnolia. So,
is your mom handling the management aspect of your business?
My mom and Annie Hardy from Giant Drag are my two managers.
Sweet.
Yeah, she. I was asking my mom about songs to put on that CD last night, and she couldn't really hear me. But Annie was in the hallway, and she was like, "Oh yeah, I approve." Yeah, but
do you have any gigs coming up soon?
Not that I can think of at the moment, but you know. I think we're just kind of, it's kind of weird when we do shows, we do them in a clump and then nothing. And
right.
Then clump of shows and then nothing.
So, and the way to find out what's going on with you is through your MySpace page?
Yeah, www.myspace.com/lifewithanastronaut, and we have a little window that shows all our shows coming up.
Cool.